Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Sabotage, Beatrix Zinka, Upside Down Thinker, Book 3. Written by Shelley Johannes and read by Rosalind Odes. Beatrix Zinka checked up and down the street 5 times just to be sure, then flashed a thumbs up at Lenny Santos. The coast was officially clear. Not a car, not a bike, not even Mrs. Jenkins walking her cat Scrappy.
"Ready?"
whispered Beatrice. Lenny shifted into position.
"Ready,"
she said. Moving as one, they dropped from the tree, snuck across Sam Darcy's roof, and crouched beside her bedroom window. Beatrice raised her fist and gave the glass 4 quick taps, followed by 2 more, just like they'd planned.
"Are you sure she's going to know it's us?"
"Positive," said Beatrice.
Who else would be on Sam's roof in a ninja suit tapping hi in Morse code?
"Couldn't we just ring her doorbell?"
"We're a top secret organization," said Beatrice. "And I've never met Sam's family. Ringing the doorbell would be weird."
"Isn't it weirder that you haven't met them and we're on their roof again?"
A loud rap, single and precise, banged from the other side of the window. Lenny's eyebrows rose. Beatrice sat back on her heels and waited for the rest of the letter. The window pane rattled with a light tap, then shook again with 2 hard raps. A few seconds later, 3 more raps sounded against the glass.
"Yo," Sam translated as she lifted the window. "I was starting to think you two weren't going to show."
She hoisted an old-fashioned typewriter over the windowsill. Her black boots thudded onto the roof as Beatrice shrugged off her backpack and Lenny waved hello.
"We don't have much time," said Beatrice. "My dad will be back with the pizza soon."
It was Saturday night, and Pete Zinka was across town at Fetter's Pizzeria getting their favourite special occasion dinner. It wouldn't be long before his light blue Subaru came into view. Beatrice offered Lenny the binoculars.
"Want to be the lookout?"
Lenny's face lit up.
"I love being the eyes of the operation."
The strap looped over her neck.
"When I see his car, I'll yell pepperoni loud and clear." "Perfect pay."
Beatrice unzipped her bag.
"Ready for attendance? Sierra Delta?"
A smirk played across Sam's face.
"I'm pretty sure we're all here,"